Good morning. It's 6:15 a.m. July the 2nd, 2012. The course starts today. It hadn't started by the time I left the house. The blackboard shell was not yet open for students. I assume that that will happen as soon as somebody at Moorhead gets there. But I spent part of the weekend, part of yesterday, a good portion of this morning, making sure that at least the first few days of the course are ready to go. And I've just recorded my first post for them. I had to re-record it like 4 times. It was ridiculous. I'll try to do better. Actually, I have to do better because there's more material that I want to cover. And I didn't really cover everything I wanted to this morning. I just sort of blithered. It was unfortunate. At any rate, so yesterday was I added another 10,000 words or so to the manuscript and merged in the new character, brought it all forward another step. I'm looking forward to a big step today. Today is Monday. I've changed my therapy appointment, which is normally at 10 a.m. on Monday, to 2 p.m. So I'll have the morning free. I'm not sure what the status is in terms of who's going to work and who's staying home. I'm pretty sure the girls are staying home since they don't have school today. Whether my wife goes to work or not, I don't know. I'll wake her at 7 and find out. So we'll see. We'll see how it works out. I'm really looking forward to getting this story wrapped in a nice, neat bow so I can move on to the next one. I'm going to have to go back and reread Ravenwood, though. At least give it a good, solid skim, because I'm missing details that I haven't been able to find handily. There are villages up and down the pike, and they make reference to several of them as they go in Ravenwood. And foolish me, I neglected to add them to my map. So I need to go find them, so that while Tanith is on the road and they go past some of these villages, she's able to name them properly and consistently. There'll be a bugaboo of continuity error always raises its ugly head. So that's on my agenda. I'm really only thinking about getting the course kicked off and getting my morning writing in. This afternoon will take care of itself. I did a lot of chores yesterday in the afternoon. I washed the kitchen floor and scraped down some of the counters. We're being plagued by the little tiny ants that come in this time of year. And my wife, of course, is convinced that it's because there are crumbs on the counter, even though the little tiny ants aren't around the crumbs on the counter, they're around the water, which sort of makes sense since it's so dry outside. We'll have to get some ant baits, I suspect, because nothing else than an ant-free house will be acceptable. And sometime around September, they'll stop being in the house. It's happened that way pretty much every year. Oh, a loose dog. It's happened that way pretty much every year, and I expect this year will be no different in terms of what ant-like behavior we'll see. It's cool this morning, but it's moist, it's sticky. It's 60-ish. There's some funny clouds over the mountains. Sort of like thunderheads that pinched off at the bottom. Very odd looking. There's a smell of smoke, but I don't see a lot of smoke. There's a good haze down all around the horizon. I suspect this is smoke haze from the various fires. Somebody has sprayed some sort of insecticide. Like a hornet bomb or something. Has that chemical tang. Okay. I also probably need to mow the backyard this morning. I didn't do it on Saturday. Didn't do it all weekend. And it'll need to get done, even in this heat. And it's been, yesterday was 102. Even in the heat, portions of the grass in the shade get really overgrown. The grass in the middle of the lawn, not so much. And the reality is, I don't think we can put enough water on it to keep it alive. My wife's convinced that one sprinkler head is not working, and so, or more. But then we go out and we look, and the sprinkler head pops up in the middle of a dead patch. And it's like, no, see, it goes all the way around. It sprays. May need to up the dosage on that zone a bit. Try to keep the grass from dying off completely. I've got several patches where it's pretty much gone. Not quite sure what we're going to do about it. Lay new sod, I suppose, but in this climate, new sod that needs a lot of water is something best done in the fall. It has a chance to set before being baked. And I think before we do that, we need to hire an irrigation specialist to come in and deal with the 30-year-old, the 20-year-old irrigation system. Update the heads, update the controllers. So the diet is going well. Yesterday, even in spite of having pizza for dinner, I was under my calorie goal by a little bit. I went somewhat over on grain. I was really quite a lot low on protein. I'm going to have to address that today by having so some extra protein. Trying to figure out how to get extra protein without extra grain. I suspect a nice solid sandwich would make a big difference. I do need to go to the store and get some more sandwich fixings. Well, I can do that after I get my writing done. Good morning. We'll see what we go this afternoon. So yeah, let's see. Walking, diet. Yeah, I'm probably not going to increase my walking. When I look at how many minutes a week I walk, which is a lot, 40 minutes a day, which is 10 minutes more than the recommended amount. That's pretty good. And I'm doing a good pace. 19 to 20 minutes per mile. So it's not like I'm lollygagging along at 1 stroll. Woman lost, just judging from the way she's looking around at the houses and talking on the cell phone. This is a rather maze-like neighborhood. It's very easy to get turned around if you're not paying attention. Because in Greeley, all of the streets and all of the avenues are numbered. There are very few named streets in the city. They're avenues, all run north-south, and are numbered east to west. So Avenue Zero, if there were one, would be the north-south road on the eastern side of the city. The streets all run east to west and are numbered from the north. So the northernmost street in the city would run along the north side, be numbered zero. And so the city map itself becomes a kind of grid. Now, on its face, that seems like a pretty cool idea. Until you realize that I live on the intersection of 42nd and 41st Avenue, which in theory shouldn't be possible. Because they both run north-south, they shouldn't cross. But of course they do. And occasionally an avenue that runs north-south will stop at some road and not continue for a quarter of a mile. A quarter of a mile later it'll pick up at some other street and continue its merry way north or south. It can be very confusing, particularly when they start bending. And I think right now I am walking on, I have to check this because I may not be. I think I'm walking due east on 42nd Avenue, which shouldn't be possible. But maybe they've given it a number. Ah, they have. It is a street. Okay. Actually, it's Street Road. One of the things that the city planners discovered was that they needed to be able to have streets and avenues between numbered streets and numbered avenues. And so they have this little thing that they do where they have 42nd Street Road and 42nd Avenue Court. And you'll see the street, the avenue, the court. Actually, there might actually be one more. So that they can divide a block into four from what they originally planned, which was to have a street about every quarter mile or so. When they started Greeley, they weren't really considering these kinds of population densities. Morning. So as a result, they've got kind of a bit of a mishmash when you get down into some of the neighborhoods, some of the development. And then as the developments expand, as they inevitably do, it gets even more confused. So I understand the woman's frustration at being at what looks like one intersection until you see real close and little tiny letters at the end of the sign that what you thought was 42nd or 43rd Avenue was actually 43rd Avenue Court, or 43rd Avenue Road. And it gets really messed up if you think you're on 43rd Street, only to discover, or 28th Street, only to discover that you're on 28th Street Road. So not only are you at the wrong intersection north-south, you're at the wrong intersection east-west, which is way more than you probably cared to know about the city of Greeley. But my mouth is running on autopilot. I really need my coffee this morning. Yeah, that's smoke. I got a view that is not obstructed to the north, and it is really quite smoky. I think that's a good sign, because I think that means that the wind is not blowing very strongly. It's not blowing very hard. So the wind has, the smoke has a chance to rise before it starts drifting off a bit. Pretty shocking, though, that I think that fire is still burning after all this time. And the one down in Colorado Springs, the Waldo Canyon fire, that may be pretty much under control. And the one in Boulder is, as far as I know, that one may well be out. That one didn't last very long. Maybe burned a house, but it was fairly well contained relatively quickly. Anyway, I made it. I did my 2 miles. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And I'll try to be more cogent then.